Morning, everyone. Let me start the video here and then we'll get started. Welcome, everybody, to Rockford United Methodist Church's Sunday morning worship service on this beautiful Sunday morning. A few announcements. The first is, now last Sunday was Easter, and Easter week is always a hectic time. So I may have already mentioned this last Sunday and just completely forgotten it because I went into a coma shortly after service on Sunday. But if I did mention it before, it's okay to mention it again. But Mrs. Terry Honeycutt this past little bit, April 2nd, had a birthday. It's her, which one is this one we're calling it, Terry? 25th? 34th? Okay, it's her 34th birthday. I think we should sing happy birthday just in case. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Terry. Happy birthday to you. Now maybe you'll have snacks at Bible study this week. Happy birthday to all of those who have had birthdays in the last little bit. And for those who are going to have some birthdays, happy birthday as well. And happy anniversary to everyone who's having anniversaries this month. The few announcements that we have, Bible study will be Wednesday night at 5 p.m. And we're still doing it over at Terry's house. Terry and Orly's house, and we just started the book of Hebrews, so if you would like to, the book of Hebrews is an interesting book for a number of reasons, so if you want to join us for Bible study, we'd be more than happy to have you. We also do it online in our Rockwood United Methodist Church online church rather than our regular Facebook page, and that we do it in there just to because we can. People have to ask permission or be invited into that one, and that just kind of keeps out people trying to cause problems and things like that. So you're welcome to join us either way. Also, we had a really good Easter egg hunt, and so we wanted to thank everybody who came out and helped set up for that, everybody who donated things for that, and everybody who helped us to keep Clayton from stealing all the eggs from the kids. So also the Easter Bunny did show up and gave out hugs and all that kind of stuff. So it was the coolest Easter Bunny that we've had in a while. So we thank the Easter Bunny for coming and being with us. And thank you to everyone who helped contribute in some way. There aren't any more announcements that I can think of. The only one that really pertains to us is that they've sort of decided what they're doing with annual conference this year. They're going to do a virtual one in June and then an in-person one in like September or something like that. But I'm not sure why we're doing two, but that's what they've decided. So that's what we're going to do. But more information as that comes up. There are no other announcements. Let's begin our morning worship service with the chiming of the hour. As you're able to, please stand for our first hymn, number 307, if you have a United Methodist hymnal there at home. We will be singing Christ is Risen, all of the verses. Thank you for remaining standing as we affirm our faith together with the Apostles' Creed, number 881 in the United Methodist Hymnal. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. At this time, we would like to take our prayer requests as well as our praises before the body and before the Lord. And before we do that, I just wanted to welcome our guests. I'm not going to embarrass anyone by asking you to stand up and introduce yourself or anything like that. Just know that you are very welcome, and we're glad to have you here. And if you need to get in touch with me for any reason, I do have some business cards there in the narthex. So welcome. We hope that you enjoy worshiping with us. I have a few prayer requests that I bring with me. If you will, pray for my friend Bob. His father passed away this week from complications of COVID. He went into the hospital and had to go on a respirator and all that, and they thought he was getting better, and then he took a turn for the worse, and he passed on Tuesday or Wednesday morning, I believe. So just keep him and his family in your prayers. And then also, those of you who know Gracie, the church mascot, her groomer, one of her groomers, was involved in a car accident, I guess a scooter accident. He was on a scooter, was hit by a car. And that was about a year ago. And he was doing better, not doing better, all that kind of stuff. And they just posted the other day on Facebook, his wife did, that they are putting him in hospice care. And so he just turned 40, so he's not very old at all. So if you would like to, they're taking up donations for to help pay for his funeral costs and that kind of thing. If you would like to give, you can do so online if you're a friend with me on Facebook, or if you want to put it in the offering plate in an envelope marked however you want to mark it, you're more than welcome to. Please don't feel pressured to, but I know that they would appreciate any help, and that they especially appreciate everyone's prayers. His name is Aaron, and her name is Summer. And also, keep Miss Jobel Masters in your prayers. She's been having some trouble with her eyes. She had eye surgery, and she keeps seeing halos, and the doctor, he knows what's causing it, but he doesn't know why it's happening. So she's not able to drive right now and things like that. So just keep her in your prayers, if you will. And on that note, with the praise, it's good to see Miss Sharon Dinsmore back with us and looking happy and well. And we hear that your surgeries, I guess, went well. And as well as they go, right? Yeah. Well, we're glad that you're back with us and that you're able to get out. And we continue to pray for your healing and recovery. Also, if you will, keep my friend Emma in your prayers, just for a lot of different things that are going on in her life, health-related and otherwise. Also, keep Bobby Crow, who is at Chevron, in your prayers. There's nothing wrong. He's just traveling back today, so pray for him for traveling safety. And then I talked to Larry yesterday, and he said that his dad had kind of a rough week, and he just asked that we would pray for his dad as well as for him. So just continue to keep them in your prayers. Does anyone else have any requests they would like to share with us? Yes, Morgan. All right, we will pray for that. Does anyone else have any requests that they would like to share?
Remember Ellie and Bailey this week. They both go for EEGs, for seizures. And then Abel has his eye surgery next week.
Okay. We'll keep them in our prayers for sure. Yeah, we'll keep her in our prayers as well. That made me think of one is also keep Wanda in your prayers. Ultimately, she's okay, but the biggest thing is that she's had some trees removed in her yard and it's made a big mess. And the other day she was walking to her house and rather than take the long way that she said she should have taken, she took the short way and she slipped and fell. And she's okay. She didn't break anything like that. But, you know, she's been having trouble with her knee, and so it kind of agitated that. So just keep her in your prayers for healing for that and for the grass to start growing really quickly on her newly mudded lawn. So does anyone else have any requests they'd like to share? Yes, Liliana.
I love you.
I love you, too. All right. Well, if not, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for this day and for the many blessings that you give us. Thank you, Lord, for this time that we can spend together in fellowship with one another and in worship of you. Lord, we invite your spirit to dwell amongst us as we attempt with your help to worship you in spirit and in truth. Father, we bring numerous prayer requests before you today. We thank you that you are a God that wants us to pray, that wants us to talk to you, that wants us to ask things of you, that wants to give us things and bless us with things. We pray that you would be with all of those mentioned today, for all the people that are trying to recover from various types of surgeries, Sharon and Jobel, and we pray that you would be with all of those who are just kind of struggling with sickness and such, such as Arville and Larry. We pray for those who are struggling with loss and with uncertainty, like my friends Bob and Emma, and for Aaron and Summer as well. Lord, we pray that you would keep those who are traveling safe, especially Bobby as he travels back home from a convention that he had gone to. Lord, we pray that you would be with our entire city and county and state and country and indeed the entire world. We pray that your blessings would be upon us all and that your church would do the work of building Christ's kingdom as we are called to do. And when we fail, Lord, help us to remember grace and mercy is ours because you love us. Lord, we pray all of these things and so many more in the beautiful and glorious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as we pray together the words he taught his disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who've trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As you're able to, please stand for our next hymn, number 397, for those of you who are at home and may have a United Methodist hymnal. I need thee every hour, and we're going to sing verses 1, 3, and 5. Thank you. Thank you. You may be seated. At this time, we would like to say a blessing over our tithes and offerings. And just as a reminder for everyone, if you would like to give, you can give at the two baskets, one located here at this door and the other right by the door to the narthex. You can also give online in both of our Facebook pages at the link there. Just go there, find our church, and you can give that way, and they'll send a check. I think they send it weekly. And we know it works because we did actually get a check here recently from someone out of state who had sent it in. So it does work. So you can give online anytime if you forgot or anything like that, or you just feel the prompting to do so. And then, of course, you can also mail it in. Our mailbox is secure, or drop it off in the mailbox, or drop it off at the church when Wanda or I are here. However you give, though, please give in the way that you believe that God would want you to give, whether it's to our church or elsewhere. We pray that you would follow the prompting of the Holy Spirit in your gift giving. Let us say a prayer over our tithes and offerings at this time. Father, we thank you for this day and for the many blessings that you give us. As we prepare to give back of those blessings, we ask that you would remind us we do not give out of guilt or fear, pride or greed, or any negative reason. Rather, Lord, we give out of love and devotion for you and love for neighbor. May you bless the givers. May you bless the receivers. May all come to know Christ, for it is in his name that we pray. Amen. As you're able to, please stand for the reading of Scripture. Our Scripture today is found in the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 20, verses 19 through 31. John writes, "On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, 'Peace be with you.' After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, 'Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you.' With that, he breathed on them and said, 'Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven.' Now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, 'We've seen the Lord.' But he said to them, 'Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it.' A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, 'Peace be with you.' Then he said to Thomas, 'Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe.' Thomas said to him, 'My Lord and my God.' Then Jesus told him, 'Because you've seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.' Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. This is the word of God to the people of God. Praise be to God." You may be seated. Well, everybody's in for a treat today. I have an extra boring sermon so we can all get a good nap in this Sunday. Last Sunday was really boisterous and everything, and so I thought this Sunday we would just, you know, get bored and fall asleep and that kind of thing. So, also, anybody who does fall asleep in service, we're going to need you to start cleaning the building after church, so we'll wake you up whenever that occurs, okay? I'm totally kidding, just in case y'all didn't get that. Today is the first Sunday after Easter. It's technically called the second Sunday of Easter. A lot of people don't realize it, but some of our holy times don't just last one day or one week. Easter goes for a number of Sundays, just as Christmas does. So this is the second Sunday of Easter, and this is the Sunday where we start to think about the coming of the Holy Spirit. Of course, we don't celebrate the coming of the Spirit for a few days. I think it's about 40 days till Pentecost or something. No, is it 40 days to Pentecost? I believe it is. Nevertheless, we don't celebrate that until the coming of Pentecost. But we start to think about it. And so, you know, we start preaching these sermons about the power of the Spirit and the coming of the Spirit and those types of things. And we sometimes, I think, forget what Jesus does for his disciples. So we have a video here that Keith is going to bring up for us to watch for a moment. And then after that, we will move forward.
You ain't gonna believe this, but you used to fit right here. I'd hold you up and say to your mother, this kid's gonna be the best kid in the world. This kid's gonna be somebody better than anybody ever knew. And you grew up good and wonderful. It was great just watching. Every day was like a privilege. Then the time come for you to be your own man and take on the world, and you did. But somewhere along the line, you changed. You stopped being you. You let people stick a finger in your face and tell you you're no good. And when things got hard, you started looking for something to blame, like a big shadow. Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you wanna be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that. I'm always gonna love you no matter what. No matter what happens. You're my son, you're my blood. You're the best thing in my life. But until you start believing in yourself, you ain't gonna have a life.
The Japanese have a concept in which they take broken pottery and fix it. You have a pot, it falls off, you know, we do that too, we glue it, but what they do is they fix it with gold, just a little bit of gold. They bond it together with gold. And the reason that they do that is because the gold bonds it, but it shows the fault lines. It shows the breaks and the fractures. Because the Japanese say that the things that tried to break you can either be the things that break you and make you worthless and to be thrown away, or They can be the things that make you broken yet beautiful. Gold is beautiful. It's a precious metal. And they use it in everything. They don't just use it to fix, like, you know, priceless antiques and stuff. They'll use it to fix a cereal bowl. Because the Japanese understand that, as the video here says, nothing hits harder than life. But it's not how hard you get hit, but how hard you can get hit and get back up. I think it's interesting that Jesus' resurrected body still carries the scars of the crucifixion. When we think about heaven and we think about our heavenly home and even our heavenly bodies and those things, we tend to say and think things like, you know, there's no more pain, there's no more suffering. And Scripture says that too. If someone passes away, one of the things we say is that now they're able to walk again, or they don't have that pain in their back anymore, or, you know, these different things that maybe somebody suffered with in life. And I believe those are all true. Scripture affirms that in heaven there is no more crying, there are no more tears. But Jesus still bore the scars of the crucifixion. Why? Why did he bear those scars? I think it's because Jesus wants us to understand. Life is difficult sometimes. It's beautiful. As I said earlier, today's a beautiful day. It's a very beautiful day. And especially with all the rain we've had lately, it's nice to see the sun, out and about. But life is hard. Sometimes the most beautiful parts of life are the most difficult parts of life. And I think that part of the reason that Jesus still has his scars is not to remind him. He's God. He never forgets. It's to remind us it's okay to be weak, because our strength comes from God in our weakness. I think it's interesting that Thomas, we call Doubting Thomas because, well, you know, this passage here. Unless I see the scars, I'm not going to believe. But the other disciples didn't believe either until they saw evidence, right? It doesn't say the women came back from the tomb and suddenly the men said, wow, Jesus is resurrected. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. No. John tells us that two of them went to the tomb to see his body wasn't there, but they still weren't sure until Jesus appeared to them in this room that they were locked in for fear of the Jews. Why would John include they were locked in for fear of the Jews? It's because he wanted us to understand that they didn't yet believe. It wasn't until they saw evidence. Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ bears the scars of crucifixion to this day. Not because it's a shameful thing, not because he wants to rub it in our faces, not because he wants us to feel bad for him, to feel sorry for him. He wears the scars of crucifixion Because even though it was the greatest pain that anyone had ever experienced, it reminds us, one, how much God loves us, and two, you can get nailed to a cross and have a spear thrust in your side, and God will still pick you back up and renew you to life. That is the message of the gospel. And it's the most beautiful message that I know. God loves you enough to love your scars and to bear scars for you. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this day and for the many blessings that you give us. Help us, Lord, to not be ashamed of the things in life that have knocked us down. Let us instead rejoice in the strength in Christ that lifted us back up again. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen. And now, brothers and sisters, receive the benediction. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, may you be blessed with all the blessings of heaven. And taking them, may you give them to all whom you encounter. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you are dismissed. Go in peace.